This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Let's start with federal politics and with the retirement of a senator considered one of the greatest supporters of marriage equality, there are calls for another Liberal Party member to step into her shoes amid speculation a conscience vote could happen before the end of the year. Here's Alastair Kingston.
As part of her farewell speech to the Senate last Tuesday, Senator Sue Boyce said she believed the coalition would allow a free vote on marriage equality by the end of the year and that it would pass with cross-party support. Australian Marriage Equality's Rodney Croom paid tribute to Senator Boyce, calling her a courageous supporter and for using her final speech to acknowledge growing support for reform in coalition ranks. He says Sue Boyce will go down in history as the first federal coalition member to vote for recognising same-sex marriage and called on other supporters to step into her shoes to take the lead on the issue and move the coalition towards a free vote on marriage equality. For QNN, this is Alastair Kingston.
Opera Australia has bowed to intense pressure to dump a soprano from an upcoming production of Otello over a Facebook post describing gays and lesbians as fecal matter. The soprano, Tamer Ivery, tried to blame her husband for the open letter to her country's president, which cheered a violent crackdown on Georgia's gay pride parade. The post was published 18 months ago and has since been deleted. In it, Ivery wrote that it is necessary to break jaws to be taken seriously as a nation. Opera Australia initially released a statement saying the lineup for the upcoming performances of Otello would carry on unchanged, but on Monday announced she'd been dumped from her contract following a deluge of complaints and pressure from sponsors Mazda and Qantas.
Earlier this year, we brought you ANZ Bank's campaign to gayify the ATMs of Sydney. Well, now those gay ATMs have earned the bank international recognition after it was awarded a prestigious Grand Prix Award at the Cannes Lions Advertising and Marketing Awards. ANZ's head of marketing, Matt Boss, says they're pleased they could bring their celebration of diversity, inclusion and respect to the global stage.
To the United States now, President Barack Obama has announced he plans to issue an executive order banning federal contractors from discriminating on the basis of gender and sexual orientation. Gay rights activists have long pushed for the president to issue the order, which will cover 28 million workers across America. The president made the announcement ahead of a speech at the Democratic National Committee's LGBT Gala in New York City.
People have been waiting a long time for justice, and we're working to deliver on it as fast as we can. So we've got some pretty good reasons to celebrate. That doesn't mean, though, that we can grow complacent.
Meanwhile, the United States has announced funding cuts to government institutions in Uganda as punishment for the president's decision to sign a law imposing a life sentence for homosexuality. The White House has also said it's cancelled planned military exercises with the African nation and will deny entry to key backers of the extreme anti-gay law. However, Uganda's Foreign Minister Sam Kutesa, recently elected president of the United Nations General Assembly, will not be affected by the travel restrictions.
And the tiny European country of Luxembourg has become the latest country to legalise gay marriage. Lawmakers passed the legislation in a landslide 56-4 vote, at the same time dropping the legal requirement that couples undergo a medical exam before marrying.
Tanya Lewis is here now to update us on all things happening in QNN Sport.
Two countries may face disciplinary action at the World Cup in Brazil after its fans were accused of aiming anti-gay slurs at opposition players. Mexican fans reportedly shouted Puto in their match against Cameroon, and Brazilian fans shouted the same insult at the Mexican goalkeeper. There has been debate as to whether the word is anti-gay or not, but Penn State professor Andres Aradillas Lopez told Outsports.com that it can mean cowardly or weak and is designed to be a homophobic insult.
People from the gay community who listen to this word can feel hurt, and that's exactly what to me is the meaning of a slur, something that is meant to be an offense to a specific group of people. It's all in the context. I think it has to stop.
In response to the behavior, the governing body FIFA says both countries will likely be given a first offense warning, but could lose points if the behavior continues. Executive director of the anti-discrimination group FAIR, Piara Power, says the homophobic abuse at some matches is unacceptable and requires rapid education.
Thanks, Tanya, and that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. Share your thoughts and stay up to date with us throughout the week on Twitter @QNN Australia.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.